Well, John, you about ready to go tonight?
I'm ready.
All right.
What is today's date, anyway?
5th, I believe.
5th of January, 2007, and we are where?
Brashear Arena. Schuyler County is here this evening, ready to take us on. I happen to have the starting lineups if you'd like to hear them.
Go right ahead.
Starting for Schuyler County, the freshman, number 4, Caitlin Stump. The junior, number 10, Tara
Burkhylen.
Burkhylen. The senior, number 22, Natalie Sayer. Junior, number 23, Tani Poe. And senior, number 40, Nicole Winkler.
Yeah, except they announced 33, Elizabeth Jones, so I don't know who she's there instead of.
I was given the wrong lineups there.
False information.
I guess.
They're trying to trick you up. They're trying to give you...
They did a good job of tricking me up. For the Tigers, and I'm pretty sure I missed, Jesse Hill, Ashley Clarkson, Kimberly Elsie, Haley Kelsey, and Chelsea Collup. But for the Rams, I make no guarantees. Looks like the Arson and out Winkler, Poe. You're right on Jones, Stump, and Verkalen. So Sayer's not starting, and Jones is. And Jones is going to jump off in the middle against Haley Kelsey.
She's a tall girl.
Both of them.
In fact, I think she may be just a skosh taller than...
Jones may have by half an inch on Kelsey. Jones gets the tip, and then she hits the players with it, and it goes out of bounds off of Schuyler County. It'll be Tiger ball to start things out. So the Brashear's already getting a break. Hill will take it out of bounds on the far side for Brashear. She inbounds into Elsie, who hands off to Collup at the top of the key. Collup right wing now for Elsie. Elsie ball fake now into the right corner for Clarkson. Clarkson spins around and now passes out to Hill. Hill top the key. Hand off again to Collup. Collup dribbles looking for Elsie. Now throws to Hill on the right wing. Hill into the right corner again for Clarkson. Clarkson trying to work it in and Kelsey can't do it. Now picks up a dribble and has to pass to Hill. Hill to Elsie. Elsie dribbles deep outside the three-point arc. Now flips it right wing for Hill. Hill, ball above her head. Puts on the floor. Now can't find anybody. Give it to finally Clarkson. Jumps out to the top of the key and takes it from her. Clarkson puts on the floor. Now back right wing for Hill. Hill working hard on Stump. Stump's doing a good job of defending her. She passes off to Elsie. Now back to Hill. Hill puts up a shot just inside the arc and it barely draws the net. Schuyler County rebounds and... They're going to get Brashear with the foul, or did Clarkson have a hold of it when she was on the baseline?
I think that was it. I don't see any call for a foul. I tell you what I was noticing, though, Tommy Poe is just all over Kimberly Elsie.
Poe is wearing a brace on her left knee that she tore her ACL on, out for a quarter of the season. Now back and is by far their best player. And meanwhile, they go down and miss a shot, and the Tigers have a back. Collup has it at the top of the key for the Tigers.
Jones was wide open there momentarily.
She gives the left wing into Elsie. Elsie drives into the lane and throws up an odd-looking shot, and it falls. Tigers lead it 2-0 with 6:30 left to play first quarter. Elsie's been doing a lot of that lately, driving in and just throwing up the craziest shots you've ever seen, and about half of them go down. Schuyler County has it Poe on the right wing. Top the key for Stump. Stump works it inside to Verkalen. Now top the key again for Poe, and she launches a three, hits just the front iron and bounces down into the hands of Haley Kelsey for the rebound. 6 minutes left in the first quarter. Tigers lead it 2-0 and have the ball. Chelsea Collup has it on the right wing. Now top the key for Hill. Hill into the corner for Clarkson. Clarkson puts on the floor. Now back to top the key for Hill. Hill now to Collup. Collup. Ball fake. Now left wing for Elsie. Elsie puts on the floor inside. Now back out to Hill. Hill. With a stutter step on the dribble and drives in the free throw line. Shots up and good.
Nice looking little misdirection there by Hill. Was able to get in the lane with it.
Stump, I believe, is a point guard for Skyler. She comes down with the ball and passes off to Verkelein. Verkelein into Winkler. Winkler out to Verkelein again. Now inside to Jones. And Jones' shot is up and good. And she was fouled by Clarkson or Hill.
Not sure. One of the two.
They're going to get Hill with the foul. First foul of the game. 4-2, Tigers lead it, but Jones can close the gap to 1 with her free throw. Jump shot,
wow.
And it was bad.
That was an odd shot. She stepped aside as she was trying to take her shot.
You're not supposed to have to fire up a jump shot from the free throw stripe, and she got off the ground by about a foot and just threw up a terrible shot, didn't even hit the rim, all backboard. Elsie finds a wide-open Collip from 6 feet, and Collip's shot is off the back iron, no good, rebounded by Kelsey. Kelsey tries to get it back out to Collip, and it's knocked out of bounds by Poe.
That was a good shot by Collip, but she just wasn't able to make a drop.
Kelsey to inbound. She's looking. Now she gets it over to the right wing for Collip, and this time Collip from about 15 feet, she gets it to fall.
That's her best shot. That's her comfort zone from out there. I think she was too close the first time around. All right, they got it to Verkeil and then to Jones in the left side of the paint off the glass. Is no good, and Hill comes up with the rebound. Back to Collip over to Elsie, and Elsie's going to bring it back the other way. Skyler County all falls back in their defense. Elsie guarded by Verkeil and gets it over to the left-hand side to Collip. Her shot up the glass is no good. Jones comes up with it, hands it off to Poe. Poe brings it up in a hurry to, let's see, that's Stump. Stump to Verkeilen on the outside. Her shot is nothing but net. That's a nice-looking shot from over there. Unfortunately, she's right inside the arc, so only counted for two. 6-4, Tigers with the advantage, 4:15 left in the first. Elsie's going to bring it across.
Maybe Collip does get too close. She botched a two-footer again.
Clarkson on the right side. Sends it back out to Hill, right wing. Collip top the key over the left-hand side to Elsie in the lane to
Elsie?
No, it wasn't Elsie. It was to, what's her name?
Kelsey.
No, who lost it? Who
Kimberly Elsie did.
25. All of a sudden, I can't think of her name.
Haley Kelsey.
You said
on our
Kelsey
team?
Or Elsie?
Yeah, Kelsey. Elsie has it now. She's 23 for Brashear.
Yeah. I thought you were saying Elsie for Kelsey. That was what was confusing me. Anyway, they try to get it to Kelsey. It didn't work. Poe comes up with it, hands it off to Stump. Stump takes it along the left-hand side of the lane, kicks it back out to Verkeil. This time it's no good, but Scott O'Connor gets the rebound. The shot this time goes in.
Poe is able to sneak in underneath and grab the board and put it right back up and in.
We're all knotted up now. 3:10 left in the first period. Elsie with the ball comes across the timeline, gets a little direction from the coach, sends it over to Hill, the right wing. Hill dribbles around, kicks it back out to Clarkson in the right corner, back out to Collip up top of the key. She sends it to the left elbow to Haley Kelsey. Her shot this time is no good, but it's partially, she's hit on the arm, so she's fouled. So she'll go to the line and shoot a couple. The foul is on, who'd they call that on? Oh, it's going to be on Stump, isn't it?
Yep.
No?
No, it's
40.
On Winkler.
Winkler.
They were both down there.
All right.
Kelsey hits her first one. Tigers back up by a point, 7-6. Second one is good as well, 8-6. 2:53 left to play in the first quarter.
Poe inbounds it to Stump. Stump's going to bring it across the timeline. Sends it over the left side to Verkeilen, just inside the arc. And back out to Poe, top the key, over to Stump on the right side. And back out to Poe up top. Poe guarded by Elsie, sends it over to Verkeil on the left side. Back to the left corner to Stump, into Winkler in the paint, over to number 10, Verkeilen. Back out to Winkler, cross court, back out to Stump up top the key. Her shot's no good. And Haley Kelsey with the rebound, and Chelsea Collip brings it the other way.
Collip all the way inside the paint, and she throws up a prayer shot, but luckily she was fouled there by Jones, I believe. Yeah, they're going to get Jones within. Collip will go to the line for two. And the Tigers are up by 2-8-6. 2:15 left in the first quarter.
Collip did a good job of moving around the defender that was out here around the arc.
Well, it seems like they're leaving the left side open all the time. Collip's been able to drive in there three or four times already.
Well, and then there was a couple of times she's at the left blocks and they're able to dump it off to her.
She hits the boat. Tigers up 10-6 now. Poe has it for Skyler County on the left wing. Now she dribbles top of the key over on the right baseline to Stump. Now works it inside to Winkler, and she's fouled on the shot by Kelsey or Hill, either one. They were both double-teaming her. They're going to get Hill again. Hill's been charged with a couple of questionable calls.
Yeah, I was going to say, Haley Kelsey had awful good position, and she wasn't doing anything but just standing right there.
I didn't see Hill doing much. She did have front side position, but it didn't look like she was reaching or anything. Winkler's first shot was no good. She'll get a second, though.
Roberts checking in for Jones for Skyler County.
Shot is up and off the front iron, rebounded by Ashley Clarkson. Clarkson passes off to Elsie with 2 minutes left in the first quarter. Elsie takes it up to the left side, looks for Collip. Collip in the corner. Dribbling, trying to feed it inside to Kelsey. Now Kelsey does have it working inside the lane. Shots up, no good. Rebounded by Poe. Poe with a cross dribble that absolutely brought Collip out of her shoes. And she takes it down the court. Passes off to Stump. Stump, 12-footer, no good. Rebounded there by Verkalai, and her shot is up and off the rim, and on the rebound, I think they're going to get Clarkson with over the back. Yes. So they'll take it out from underneath their own basket, Skyler County will. And that's Clarkson's first foul, third team foul on Brashear. 1:33 left to play first quarter. Tigers lead 10-6. Ball inbound to DeWinkler, now kicked out to Verkalai, and shot up and good. 10-8. Kelsey throws into Elsie, and the Tigers are on their way. Elsie takes it across the line, finds Hill cutting towards the basket, pass off to Clarkson. Clarkson from 3 feet drains it.
Nice looking play.
That was one right to the other, and all three of them were open.
All right, Stump's got it up top. She dribbles it over to Verkhylen, hands it off to her, the left arc, gives it to Winkler in the paint, sends it back out to Stump. She'll dribble it in the left elbow, a little spin move, tries to take it to the shot, and they're going to call her with traveling. And I think she was guilty of the infraction. 57 seconds left in the first period, 12-8 Tigers. Elsie's going to bring the ball back the other way. Dribbles across the timeline. Nice looking cross moves there by the Tigers. She hands it off to Collip, who'll dribble around the left-hand side, gives it off to Haley Kelsey, the left wing. They tried to do a little kind of a screen and roll kind of a move to get it into Collip, and they're going to call a foul on, on Verkhylen.
Yeah, Verkhylen. She reached in over the top of Collip and tried to deflect that pass away, but they're going to get her with the reach.
First foul on her, 41 seconds. They get it into Jesse Hill over on the on the right side. Hill back out to Kimberly Ellison, cross court to Collip. Her shot from the left-hand side is off its mark, and it goes out of bounds. I think it may be off of Verkhylen. Yeah,
yes.
Is.
She hit it into the official, and the official was out of bounds, so it was out of bounds.
30 seconds left in the first period, 12-8. Tigers. Tigers will inbound it.
Nobody's open, and finally she gets it into Elsie. Elsie goes in, throws up an odd-looking shot again. She gets her own rebound, though, and dribbles out. She's in the left corner now, top the key for Hill. Hill working right wing now to Collip. Collip ball fake, puts on the floor, left side. Right elbow now for Kelsey. Kelsey drives, dribbling the lane, cut off there by Stump, passes off to Elsie. Elsie down the left side of the lane, throws up another odd shot. This one goes down.
8 seconds. Poe's going to bring it back the other way. 5 seconds. Squares up and shoots for three. In and out, no good. Time expires.
Poe just about got that thing to go down, and she was probably 3 feet outside the arc on that one.
But she was wide open.
She was open. They probably had a guard her that far out.
So at the end of the first, Tigers lead it 14-8.
Well, we're just about ready to start the second quarter now. It's going to be Schuyler County ball, I believe. Yep, they'll start the second quarter with it. Verke line. She's going to inbound it. Straight into Poe. Poe starts the movement for Schuyler County at top key left wing for Sayre, who entered the game at the quarter. Passes into Winkler, free throw line, now right wing to Verke line. Verkalin, I think that's what it is. Verkalin. Now right elbow for Robertson. Her shot's no good. Rebounded by Scudder, who passes off to Elzy. Elzy right wing now tosses over to Hill. Hill about loses, now back to Elzy. Elzy to Kelsey, down to Hill from 6 feet. Shot up and rims out. Rebounded by Scudder. Scudder puts it up and in, and then falls down. No foul called, but we get the point. 16-8, Tigers lead. 7:20 left to play. Second quarter action. Poe has it now on the right wing, tries to get it over to Sarah and does before Kopp can grab it. Now back to Poe. Poe down in the corner for Verkalen. And the shot is good. 16-10 now. Ball inbounded, and Elzy has it for the Tigers. Kimberly Elzy looks inside and now tosses to Scudder outside the arc on the right side. Works it inside to Kelsey. Kelsey's little swing move is no good, and Elzy tries to jump down over the baseline to save it, and she was out of bounds when she touched it, so it'll be Schuyler County ball, and Poe will set up the offense for Schuyler County. Poe dribbles right wing, thought about the shot, now flips over to Sarah. Sarah with the ball fake, and it was too good because she traveled. She sunk the shot after she did a little juke, but it doesn't count as she shuffled the feet on the juke. 16-10, 6:40 left to play second quarter. Tigers have the ball and the lead. Elzy top the key, right wing now for Hill. Hill, ball fake, trying to get around Sayre, now throws it out to Collup. Collup dribbling with the left hand. Ball fake now inside with the free throw line, now right wing for Hill. Hill falls down and barely scoops it off to Elzy on the left side. Elzy now back top the key for Collup. Collup ball fake right to the free throw line, left elbow for Scudder. Scudder back to Collup just inside the arc, straight at the top of the key, and it's no good. But Elzy saves the rebound and gives it off to Kelsey. Dribbles into the left elbow, puts up a shot, and then Hill got the missed shot by Kelsey and put up the shot, and it was blocked. They called the jump ball, and possession arrow favors the Tigers. So Elzy will pick it out of bounds and throw straight into Kelsey, back to Hill just inside the arc on the left side. Shot no good. Rebounded by Sarah, and Collup were tied up, and Sarah stole it away from her. Winkler then threw it off to Roberts, and it went out of bounds on Roberts, or I guess on Brashear or somebody.
Well, I think Kimberly Elsie was sliding in at the time it was going out of bounds, and it ended up being off of her.
Sarah tries to work it into Winkler, and Winkler just about loses it to Kelsey, but gets it back. Now to Poe on the right side. Poe back to Roberts. Roberts drives down the right side of the lane, throws up a shot, and it's good. 16-12, 5:35 left to play second quarter. This thing's a close game, isn't it, John?
Yes, it is. I was going to say a while ago the Tigers seem to be doing a better job of getting their shots to fall, but the last few minutes have kind of proved me
They've
wrong.
They've missed a lot of shots in the last 2 minutes. Elzy has on the left side, throws out to Hill, top of the key, works it straight into the lane for Kelsey. Kelsey, turnaround shot is wide left. Now Scudder picks up the rebound, and her shot isn't. Goes straight home. 18-12 with 5:10 left to play in the second quarter, and Schuyler County calls a timeout.
No way Scudder should have come up with that rebound. She had two girls in front of her, but got her hands up, which is what she got to do, and got it, and was able to put it back in.
Schuyler County's coach is talking with the officials. He is awful upset about something. Boy, he's hot about something. He gave the official a piece of his mind.
And George gave him a pat on the back.
You know, the crowd's really thickened up here in the past 2 or 3 minutes, I guess, before game time, because about 15 minutes before the game started, there was hardly anybody in the stands.
I'm sure they were all down in the cafeteria eating some good food.
Possibly.
All right, here goes Verkalen, inbounds it to Poe. Poe getting some instruction from her coach, walks it across the timeline. She's going to be guarded by Elzy. Elzy over to Verkalen. Verkalen holds it, hands it off to thump in the lane to
Roberts.
Roberts. Her shot's no good, and Kimberly Elster comes up with it, and she's going to come back the other way.
Roberts traveled on the shot. They didn't call it, but luckily the Tigers came away with the rebound anyway. Kelsey, no-look pass over to Clarkson. Back to Kelsey. Now left wing for Elzy. Ball fake all the way to the lane. Throws up another shot.
Now that one was a good-looking one.
Yeah, that wasn't too bad. She kind of, when she's in the air, she ball fakes and then moves to her right as a kind of a fading shot. It doesn't, most of the time it doesn't look pretty. That one looked okay, but somehow she gets him to go. And now Clarkson comes away at the steal as it's poked away by a Hill on the other side. Tigers get the ball back.
Yeah, they tried to get it into the lane to, I think, Winkler, but Tigers come up with it. Hill with the shot from the outside is no good. Stump comes up with it, and she's going to come the other way in a, kind of a hurry. Hands it off to Poe. Poe's going to dribble in the lane. Her shot up off. Well, it's not even off the glass. It's just straight in.
20-14, Tigers lead with 3:50 left to play in the second quarter.
I don't think the coach much liked that either. Hill has the ball and loses it over the timeline, but they're going to say that she didn't have possession of it. So Clarkson ends up with it, hands it off over to Elsie on the right wing. In the lane to Scudder. Scudder hands it off to Hill, who was wide open, but she missed the shot. Poe's going to bring it the other way.
That was such a pretty play down. Scudder had about three girls on her, and Hill comes flying down the lane, and Scudder, well, it didn't even look like she was looking at her, just instinctively threw her way. Hill had it and then botched the layup.
Yeah, and as a lot of those things happen, when the shot doesn't go in, they go the other way in a real big hurry, and they ended up to Stump. The Stump wasn't able to make the shot, but she was fouled when she got the rebound by Haley Kelsey. Stump's first shot's good then. So now we're 20-15, 3:26 to go in the half, and Stump will have another shot.
Second shot by Stump rattles out and rebounded by Scudder, who hands off to Elzy. Elzy looks right, throws left to Collip. Collip ball fake, back to Hill. Hill dribbles into the lane, now throws it out to Elzy. Elzy for three, just a little strong, and it's going to go out of bounds. They're going to say it was off of Elzy, but it looked to me like Jones may have reached and caught a piece of it.
Well, I think she surely did. I saw a hand on the ball, and the ball changing directions, but we're not always in the right position, I guess.
I think maybe we were this time. Schuyler County has the ball, though. Stump brings it up for him. Stump guarded closely by Collip. Tries the ball fake. Goes up to Roberts on the right elbow. Her shot off the glass is no good, and it's going to be... I thought they were initially going to call a jump ball, but they're going to get Roberts with a push on Hill. They were both going for the ball and both got hands on it. I don't think that's the right call there. I don't think Roberts should have got a foul, but we won't complain about that.
That's probably a case where the old knee pads is what made the difference, because Hill was going down and had better position.
Maybe. Elzy has it now for Bashir. Tigers lead at 20-15 with 2:45 left to play in the first half. And the ball was thrown down to Clarkson on the right baseline, and she was dribbling around and must have stepped on the line as they called her for being out of bounds. So it's going to be Schuyler County ball as Stump will bring it up. Stump tries to go right through the heart of the lane. It's blocked off, and now she gives it to Sayre. Sayre throws it back to Stump, and Stump wasn't looking. She finally saw it and caught it, and they throw it down to Berkeline. Then she misses a shot, rebounded by Sayre. Sayre about slips and falls down, and she double dribbles. She lost the handle on it, grabbed it, and threw it back down real quick before the officials. She thought before the officials saw it, but they spotted it. And now, Schuyler County runs a full court press, and they get it down to Hill. Bashir does to break the press, who finds Elzy. Elzy back to Hill. Hill for a layup, and she throws it off the top of the backboard. Rebounded finally by Collip in the left corner. Works it into Kelsey. Kelsey, swoop shot, no good, but she was fouled.
Boy, she likes to take that ball and do that kind of swing move in the middle of the lane, doesn't she?
She likes to do that and then throw up an underhanded swoop shot.
I expect it was partially blocked, though. In any event, she was fouled in the process, so she'll go to the line. Nice-looking free throw goes right in, 21-15 with 2 minutes left in the half. Tigers with the advantage. Winkler checking back in for Schuyler County. Second shot is good. Winkler comes in, and who's coming out?
Sayre.
Yeah, Coach didn't probably like her sliding around out there with that last turnover. Here comes Stump. She brings it across the timeline, sends it over the left-hand side into Verkhyllen, back out to Stump. A little misdirection, takes it up, shot off the glass, is good. Kind of hesitated before it fell in, but it eventually went in. 22-17, Tigers with the advantage. Elsie brings it back the other way. Sends it over to Clarkson on the right corner. Clarkson bounce pass into Hill, dribbles off her foot, but right in the hands of Collip. Collip picks up the dribble, sends it off to Hill over the right side. Back out to Elsie. Poe going for the steal. Sends it back to the left corner to, I'm not sure, but Winkler comes up Collip. And sends it up ahead to Stump. Stump.
Oh, great ball fake on Elsie, who was running down the court. Stump gave her a fake and then stopped, and Elsie flew on by, and then Stump was able to put it in.
22-19 now, Tigers. Hill to Elsie, back to the left-hand corner to Collip. Collip dribbles along the baseline to Clarkson, who turns it over in the hands of Verkhyllen. No, that's Poe, I'm sorry, guarded by Elsie. And boy, she was in close, but Poe puts it in anyway.
Elsie slapped the thunder out of her. They didn't call a foul. With 45 seconds, Coach gives some instructions to him. It's 22-21. Schuyler County has closed the gap to one, but Brashear has the ball. Caught up on the left wing, dribbles out, now back to Hill. I think they're going to hold for the last shot, down to 32 seconds. Now right wing for Elsie. Down to 29 seconds. Elsie, ball fake, now stuck with it, gives it to Clarkson with 24. Clarkson back to Elsie. Elsie to Hill with 20. Hill working right side, ball fake, back to Elsie with 17. Now to Clarkson. Clarkson holds, now passes back to Elsie. Now inside to Kelsey with 12. Kelsey throws up a shot, she was fouled. Another one of them little swoop shots. It doesn't fall, but she'll shoot a pair of free throws with 11 seconds left. They're going to tag Verkhyllen, or however you pronounce it. She fouled her. Kelsey will have two free throws.
And that's the third foul on Verkhyllen.
Verkhyllen. Her third. Kelsey hits the first free throw, 23-21.
I'm sure the coach is not real thrilled about her getting a third foul with 11 seconds left in the half.
I bet not.
Kelsey hits the first, and the second one's on its way, and it bounces off the front end of the rim and doesn't go. Poe has it, 8 seconds, sends it up to Stump. Stump dribbles along the baseline, and she's going to be fouled by Haley Kelsey.
Kelsey reached in and tried to get the block, but there was nothing to block as the pump fake by Stump really got Kelsey faked out.
Let's see how many that's going to be on her. Two.
Five team fouls on Brashear. And it wasn't a shooting foul since Stump did throw up the shot, so they're going to take it out of bounds for the last 4.6 seconds. Jones reaches out over her back to get the ball, and Poe launches a three. It's no good. Winkler gets the board, but it doesn't matter as time expires. So at the end of the first half, the Tigers lead it 23-21. It's a tight match, John. We'll see what happens in the second half.
Well, it's going to be exciting. We can just say that.
That's right. Stay tuned. All right, we're just about ready to start the second half. I have some first half stats for you. For Schuyler County, the leading scorer was, no surprise, Poe. She only had six, though. The Tigers did a good job of limiting her. Verkeline also had six. Caitlin Stump had three. Jackie Roberts and Elizabeth Jones each had 2 points. And for the Tigers, leading scorer was Elsie with six. Haley Kelsey had five. Chelsea Kopp and Christina Scudder each had four. And Jesse Hill and Ashley Clarkson each had 2 points. And the Tigers lead Schuyler County by a measly 2 points. So it's really anybody's game, John. What's going to happen in the second half?
Well, there's going to be a lot of shots taken, and some of them fall, and some of them won't. And whoever has the shots, most shots that fall will probably win.
John, that is an analysis that can be applied to any basketball game I've ever seen.
Yeah, I've been practicing it for a long time.
Oh, that I guess that works. And it appears that Schuyler County is going to get the ball first.
Now, you are pronouncing Verkeilen right now, correct?
No, I don't know. She's coming out, though. I'm kind of surprised with three fouls. I figured she'd sat a little while. But she's going to throw the ball inbounds. Verkeilen. Boy, by the end of the night, I might have it right. She has the ball on the left wing, Verkeilen. To the free throw line for Winkler. Now right wing, it's poked away by Kelsey. Kelsey with the steal, she's traveling with it. Oh, they're going to get a jump ball. She was walking with that for about 4 or 5 steps.
Yeah, she was lucky to end up with the jump ball.
And possession arrow is with the Tigers, so we'll get the ball now. Hill has it for the Tigers at the top of the key. Right wing for Elsie, back to Hill, trying to work it to the left wing. For caught up, she gets open and takes it to the baseline left side. It's no good, and it's going to be rebounded by Clarkson. Clarkson comes away with it. Right wing for Elsie for a three. In and out. Rebounded now by Verkeilen. And, oh, my! She pushed Ashley Clarkson completely down, gave her a big old elbow in the face, and they're going to get Verkeilen with her fourth foul.
With the charge. Yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah, I think he should have set her. Hindsight's always 20-20, though. And she stays in the game. Hill to inbound the ball. Slaps and throws it into Elsie. Elsie's shot is blocked by Winkler and then strips it away from her. Nice play by Winkler, who throws it to Poe. Poe brings up the right side now to Stump. Stump ball fake back to Poe. Poe left wing now for Verkeilen. Shot up and no good. Rebounded by Kelsey. Kelsey clears and hands off now to Elsie to bring it up the court. Elsie calls the play, right wing now for Hill. Hill looking to get it inside to Cullip, does at the free throw line. Cullip dribbles up outside of the arc now, throws it right wing for Clarkson just inside the free throw, or the 3-point line. Hill has it now, dribbles left side of the lane, throws it out to Elsie. Elsie's going to go around Poe and come back outside now, throws it to Hill on the right side. Hill passes down on the baseline for Clarkson, who throws it back now to Elsie. Elsie on the right wing now to Collip. Collip with several ball fakes and hands off to Elsie. Back to Collip just inside the arc at the top of the key, and it bounces around and falls out. Rebounded by Winkler, who passes to Poe. Poe trying to get around Elsie does. Oh, with a stutter move, and the shot's no good, but it was pretty. Rebounded now by Kelsey.
I believe I'd take it right to Verkeilen if I was the coach.
Absolutely. I cannot believe. I think they got somebody set to check in for her now. I cannot believe he left her in that long. Clarkson has it on the right, in the right corner. Passes out to Hill, who dribbles up to the top of the key. Wants to give it to Elsie. Now does. Poked away by Poe. Recovered by Elsie. Now right wing for Hill. Hill into the corner for Clarkson. Clarkson right corner. Now back out top of the key for Elsie. Elsie into the left corner for Collip. Collip with a sweep move. She always has a sweep move. Now to Hill. Hill dribbles into the lane. Right elbow down to the right corner for Clarkson. Back out to Elsie, who dribbles into the lane. Throws up a terrible shot. Rebounded by Winkler. And Clarkson swings around the baseline side. Gets her hands on it. Jump ball favors Schuyler County, so it'll go back to them.
You know, she was taking a right to Verkeilen.
And Verkeilen comes out now with 5:31 left to play in the third quarter. The score is still 23-21.
All right, here comes Stump coming across. Hands it off to the new girl, Sayre. Back out to Poe, around to Stump. Stump takes it into the right blocks. Her shot up off the glass is no good. Kelsey comes up with the ball. Yeah, the Tigers doing a lot better job with the with rebounds tonight than they were the other night.
Kelsey's been a beast inside. She's been rebounding quite a few so far. I wouldn't be surprised to see her in double digits. Collip has it now for the Tigers. Throws out to Hill. Hill baseline for Clarkson. Now to Kelsey with a beautiful fake on Stump, I believe. But then as she got around her shot, couldn't fall. So it's Schuyler County ball as they come away with the rebound. Stump throws it inside to Winkler, who I think they should have been giving it to all night. And Winkler makes it.
Yep.
23 all now. 4:40 left to play third quarter. I think if they work it into Winkler, the Tigers are going to have trouble responding to that.
Well, they were on both sides of her like an Oreo cookie anyway, and they still didn't stop her.
Clarkson with a terrible pass. She telegraphed it beautifully, and Stump stole it. But then what happened now?
They're going to call it on Hill, I think.
Hill pushed her out of bounds. Is that what happened?
Yeah, and that's the third foul on Hill, too, so she'll probably be coming out. Maybe not. I don't know. Poe has it. She sends it over to the right side to Stump. Stump, once it gets it in to Winkler, drives the baseline, kicks it back out. Haley Kelsey gets her hand on it, and it's kind of a foot race, and Sayre ends up with it, and she's going back the other way.
Oh, Kelsey came down and just absolutely hacked Natalie Sayre and didn't get called with the foul on that one either. Kelsey's been very lucky tonight on not getting called with some fouls and some walks, but she'll take it.
So the Tigers with the ball, Elsie to Hill, to Kelsey in the right corner. Up top to Clarkson, around to Collop, the left wing. Collop puts it on the floor, sends it back to Elsie, the left corner, into the left elbow to Clarkson, and Stump fouls her, jumps into her side.
Stump just did exactly what Kelsey did, and they didn't call it on Kelsey.
Second on her, Elsie's going to inbound it, sends it all the way out to Haley Kelsey, up the left wing, back to Elsie, the left corner. Elsie dribbles it out, picks up the dribble, sends it to the baseline, back out to Haley Kelsey, whose shot's no good, and Winkler comes up with it, hands it off to Poe. Poe's going to bring it back the other way, sends it down to Stump at the right corner. Stump's going to shoot it. Her shot is no good. Clarkson has good position on it, comes up the rebound, hands it off to Elsie, and we're going the other way.
Elsie takes it up the right side, passes right wing to Hill. Hill, ball fake, back to Elsie. Elsie trying to work around Stump, passes now out to Collip, top the key, who dribbles left side. Collip just inside the arc on the left wing, shots just barely draws the rim, and it's rebounded by Winkler, and then she's fouled by Ashlyn Clarkson. Tigers are doing a heck of a job of going in and pressuring the rebounder. After that ball is rebounded, they're in there like bees on honey, all over it.
And you know that shot by Collip was the position is not the position that she likes to shoot from, or seems to be the most effective shooting from, I should say. She was kind of out there at the left wing, and it just didn't fall.
She's a baseline shooter. And now Stump has it for Schuyler County. Left wing for Sayre. Sayre for three. Draws iron, but not much, and rebounded by Scudder. Scudder travels as she was surprised to see Poe coming around instead of one of her guards. Poe does a good job defensively and offensively. She seems to be everywhere. And now she's taking the ball out of bounds. At halftime, she was out sweeping the floor. She throws it out to Winkler. Winkler not comfortable, way outside the arc, and now hands off the Stump, now over to Sayre. Sayre with a funny ball fake. Shot's no good. Rebound by Winkler. Now rebounded by Kelsey after she missed.
Boy, Poe just about got in front of that one again.
Kelsey can dribble out herself, she decided, after seeing Poe swarming around. Right wing now for Kelsey, or Elsie, back to Hill on the right elbow. Shot falls.
Is that the first shot that they've taken all this quarter?
No, they've taken some other shots, but it's the first one they've hit. Free throw line, little layup type shot for the free throw line from Stump. It didn't look good, and it didn't fall. Rebounded by Hill to Elsie. 2 minutes left to play, third quarter. Tigers lead 25-23. Both teams have only scored one basket this entire quarter. Ball is worked into Kelsey. Kelsey tries to find Scudder. It finally goes out to Hill, who gets a left wing for Collip, and Collip drills it.
back over there near the baseline.
27-23, 1:40 left to play, third quarter, Tigers lead. Ball is passed out to Wink, and now to Sarah, her shot's no good. The ball is now worked into Poe. Poe throws up a shot as she's standing under the basket.
She actually threw up two. She was determined to make that shot, but just wouldn't go in.
Well, it's tough to shoot from underneath your own basket. And now as the Tigers go down the other side, Connop shot's no good as she drove into the lane. And after that, she reached in and fouled the rebounder. 27-23, Tigers lead with 1:16 left to play third quarter. And Skyler wants to talk about it.
Connop has some fouls to give. That was just her first. So, as some wise man said at one point, you can't take them home with you.
Yeah, that's true. Skyler County ball. And it's going to be Stump bringing it up. Stump gets it into the corner for Sayre. Now to Roberts. Roberts back to Stump. Stump drives in and she's going to be traveling. Oh, I thought they were going to get a reach on Collip, but instead she moved the feet first. Kelsey inbounds now to Elsie. Elsie up the right side. Now to Hill. Hill with 52 seconds left. Hill to Elsie. Back to Hill. Just inside the arc. Her shot's no good. Rebounded by... Finally, Poe grabs it. Poe throws it out ahead to Sayre. Sayre puts on the floor, and the defense now recovers for Bashir, so they have to throw it out to Roberts on the right elbow. Shot's good. 27-25, 32 seconds left. Tigers have the ball.
Didn't recover enough, apparently. Here comes Elsie. Elsie hands it off to Hill. Back to Elsie, the right corner. Her shot for three is good. Oh, man, that was a nice one. First, I think that's the first
three of the night for Bashir. I don't know that maybe Skyler has one. I don't think they do. I think it's first three of the night. Poe drives in. She gets the foul and the shot. No. No, they're going to say it's before. Oh, he did. Yeah, the shot is good. Originally, he signaled it was no good. And then as he walked over to give the official word to the scorer, he said it was good. So 27-30, Tigers ahead. And here comes the free throw from Poe. It's good. 30-28, 9.3 seconds left. The Tigers have plenty of time to get a nice shot off. Elsie takes it up with five to Hill. Hill with three. Dribbles under the lane from the right elbow. Yes! What a shot by Hill.
Yeah, they made a mistake. Somebody, there was a defensive breakdown there because she drove it into the lane and was just flat out wide open.
Nobody guarded her at all. Their coach is not happy, and I don't blame them. Somebody should have been on the ball all the time. 32-28, your score going into the fourth quarter. Tigers lead it. But it's really anybody's ball game. Nobody played very well in that third quarter. How many points were scored?
Well, the Tigers started out with 23, so they scored 9 points. And Skyler County had 21, so they scored 7.
So a total of 16 points scored in the entire third quarter. That's not a real good quarter.
No, but we gained. The Tigers gained, too.
Tigers gained. It wasn't pretty, but they gained. And it's going to be Skyler County ball start the fourth quarter. Seems like they start with the ball every quarter. Here we go. Roberts runs over to take it out of bounds, and she'll throw into Poe. Poe at the top of the key. Throws right wing for Sayre. Sayre now... for just inside the arc and launches one, and it rims home. It hit. It looked like it was going to bounce out, and then it jumped over and went in.
She has one of the most odd-looking shots, but that time it fell.
Right wing now for Elsie. Throws into Hill. Now works it inside to Kelsey, who puts it up and in. 34-30. Tigers lead. 7:30 left to play. Fourth quarter. Stump throws across the court onto the right side for Sarah, and she did the same thing the first half. She tries to get the juke on, and she travels with it, and it'll be the Tiger ball with 7:20 now.
Yeah, and I was just looking to see if perhaps she was an underclassman, but she's a senior. She apparently hasn't learned how to handle that ball yet.
Hill throws to Scudder, who wasn't expecting it. Scudder then throws to Collip, and Collip shot's no good, and it's poked out of bounds by Schuyler County. It'll stay with Brashear. Scudder just caught that thing after she turns and sees the ball coming at her, so she catches it and then gives it to Collip, who I think maybe the pass was intended for.
Burkhallen checking in for Sarah. We'll see how long she lasts.
Elsie to inbound and throws it out to Kelsey now. Kelsey back to Elsie. Elsie wanted the three but couldn't take it as Winkler came out. Now she is going to take one. It rims out, rebounded by Roberts. Winkler came out to guard her the first time, but the second time nobody was there, and Elsie had an open three. She just couldn't get it to drop. They worked the ball down to Stump. Schuyler County does. Now to Roberts. Now to Verkelein. Her shot's no good, and on the rebound, Stump is fouled on the putback.
Must be on Cullop by the look on her face.
Nice call. What is that? 15 fouls on Brashear this half, and Schuyler County only has two.
Here goes Stump shot. It's up. Not much rotation on the ball, and it doesn't go in. Clarkson's checking in for Cullop.
Stump isn't a real big girl, but watch her work all of her energy up into her hands on this free throw attempt. She kind of starts to wiggle from the bottom and goes all the way up. And this one's good.
It looked better, too.
Yeah, the first time it was kind of out of whack. The second time it was pretty good, and the shot went home, nothing but net.
All right, here's Elsie with the ball. Picks up the dribble, sends it over to Clarkson on the left side. She dribbles in the lane, gets it to Scudder, and that shot up off the glass. Just about lost the handle on it, but pushed it up there to Scudder. Scudder got her hands on it and put it in. 36-31, Tigers with the advantage. 6:21 left in the game. Verkhylen has it over on the left-hand side, gets it to Winkler at the left elbow. Back to Verkhylen. Her shot from the left side is good. The coach was glad to get her back in the game.
It may have been a good thing for Brashear that she was on the bench most of the game. Elsie has it top the key with a three-point lead, 36-33, with 6 minutes left to play fourth quarter. Now throws right wing for Hill. Hill drives into the right elbow and now throws down under the right block for Kelsey. Kelsey turns and shot off the glass is good. 38-33 now.
And I think that's what they need to do because she was guarded by Verkhylen who couldn't be very aggressive, and Kelsey was able to just about do whatever she wanted to.
Roberts with a quick ball fake throws out to Stump now. Stump goes around Clarkson and Stump's shot is going to be waved off as there's 3 seconds in the lane on one of the Schuyler players. I never saw a number called. I don't think he did. But one of Schuyler players was in there for 3 seconds. And now the coach for Schuyler County has given the official a piece of his mind again. Right wing for Hill. Now to Elsie. Elsie back to Hill. Back to Elsie. Elsie for three. Yes! Elsie scores another tray. 41-33. Tigers open up an 8-point lead with 5:10 left to play fourth quarter. Poe has it now atop the key for Schuyler County. Right wing for Stump. Stump's going to launch a three. In and out, rebounded by Verkelein, and she's going to be fouled. Elsie, I think, got a piece of her.
I think the Tigers have the formula now. They got the outside game with Elsie going, and I think they take it to Verkelein inside, and they're going to be all right.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. The Tigers don't take it to Verkelein. You mean Kelsey?
Well, whatever Tiger is in there,
I understand what you're saying now. On the rebound, Hill, Clarkson, and Roberts were tied up with it. And it's a jump ball and go Tiger way. 4:48 left to play fourth quarter. Tigers lead 41-33. Elsie set to bring it up for Brashear. She gives a soft little bounce pass to Hill. Hill drives into the lane, now out to Elsie, across the court to Clarkson, who thought about the shot, no, decided not to take it, and now throws to Elsie. Elsie inside the lane, back to Hill, just inside the arc, shot no good. And it's going to be a push on Clarkson on Verkaline. No, it's on Scudder. I thought they were going to tag Clarkson. They got Scudder with it. Their first foul bets the team seventh, and it'll be 1-1 now. So this could come back to haunt the Tigers.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised by that. I thought the Tigers had a good position on that rebound. I thought there was going to be an over-the-back call.
Here we go. Shot is no good. Rebounded by... It goes out of bounds off of Verkaline. It'll be Tiger ball.
The Rams are going to go to full court. Press. Yep. Elsie gets it up to Clarkson. Clarkson brings it across the timeline. Pulls it up. Hands it off to Elsie. Clarkson was guarded by Verkaline, and she had to back off. Hill with it. The right corner sends it back out to Elsie, the right wing. Back to Hill. A little bit further out. Hill holds it. Sends it back to Elsie. Elsie back to Clarkson. The free throw line into... Elsie into Kelsey. Her shot is partially blocked. No good. Rams come up with a rebound. Verkaline has it, and she's going to bring it the other way.
She gets it up wing for a stump just inside the arc, about a foot inside, and the shot's no good, and it's going to be rebounded by Kelsey. Kelsey to Elsie. Tigers don't need to be in a hurry to take any shots, and they immediately throw it down to Scudder, who gets fouled on a shot.
Going to be on Winkler or Verkaline?
Yeah, Winkler.
Well, rats.
Jones is set to check in for somebody. Scudder, free throw machine, shot one good.
Automatica.
42-33, Winkler comes out. That's just her first foul. Scudder again, good. Oh, it's waved off. She crossed the free throw line.
Boy, that's pretty unusual.
Well, she hit it, but it doesn't count. 42-33, Tigers lead by 9 with 3:30 left to play in the game.
Boy, Verkaline just about turned the ball over. She was going to toss it into Poe, who wasn't looking at her, and she about stepped over the line. Poe has it. She's going to shoot the 3, and it's partially blocked. Jones comes up with that shot's no good, and Hill comes up with a rebound. That was a pretty nasty-looking exchange there by the Rams. Elsie has the ball, sends it over to Clarkson, back out to Elsie. 3 minutes left in the game, 42-33 Tigers. Elsie has it, sends it back to Hill. Hill closely guarded into Scudder and going to go out of bounds and off of Scudder. Scudder just couldn't handle it.
I don't like it. Just set outside the arc and burn clock. The Tigers should. Verkaline, meanwhile, goes down and hits the shot. 35-42. Tigers lead down to 7. Elsie on the left side throws to Kelsey. Kelsey now has it down to Hill. Hill, who travels on the baseline, and she was wide open. She couldn't believe she was that wide open and traveled all the way to the basket. A turnover for the Tigers. 2:38 left to play fourth quarter, and Schuyler County has the ball. Poe has it top the key. Juke all the way down to the baseline. Shot up and falls home. It looked like Scudder got a piece of it, but it still fell for Poe. 37-42. Tigers up only 5. 2:20 left to play fourth quarter. Elsie has it top the key down to Hill. Hill had Poe coming at her trying to strip it. Poe couldn't do it, and Hill kept it now. Nice play into Scudder. Scudder's shot is no good. And it's rebounded by Verkaline, who gives it off to Poe. Poe sets up for a 3. Yes! She hits it! She hits a deep 3. 40-42. Tigers, back when I said they should have been burning clock, they didn't do it. 1:50 left to play. They're going to burn clock now. 42-40. Scudder has the ball at the timeline, and it's going to be a timeout for Bashir. The Tigers have just played like terrible basketball for the past 3 minutes of the game clock. And as a result, Schuyler County has climbed back within 2.
If the Tigers lose this game, they would be just because they gave it away.
I do not understand why they didn't set out side of the three-point line and just burned clock. All you got to do, the game was iced. We were up nine. Game was iced. And the Tigers, instead of doing what was smart, decided to attack the basket. And I understand attacking the basket when you're open. But when there's defenders right there and you go right at them and then lose the ball, that is not smart basketball. Kelsey's inbound to Collip now. Collip has the ball with 1:45. Now right wing for Elzey. Elzey puts on the floor inside, looking to pass, now throws it off to Hill. Hill top the key, guarded closely by Poe. Hill picks up her dribble, and they're going to get Poe with a push. She was all over.
Yeah, and you know, they've got a couple more fouls to give, too.
That's right. That's just the fourth team foul on Schuyler County, the first on Poe. 1:35 left to play. Kelsey inbounds to Collip, who almost loses it out of bounds. Collip picks up a dribble in the corner. Not a smart play. Now to Elzey. Now to Kelsey, who's able to get the shot and the foul. Tigers got pulled out of the fire on that one as Schuyler County helped bail them out.
What do you mean? It was a planned play.
Yeah. Kelsey told the girl on the inbound, come over here and foul me when I make this shot. 1:26 left. 44-40 with a chance to increase it.
That's a second foul on Roberts. Five team fouls now on the Rams. Kelsey's shot is good. So now the Tigers' margin is a little bit more comfortable. It's at least a two-possession game.
I'm not too comfortable with Poe out there launching in threes. Poe brings it up. Elsie's going to get right in her grill. Poe goes around the screen on the left wing. She's going to take it inside now. She's down on the block, and she's covered closely, and it's poked away. Poked away, and they're going to get a jump ball between Hill and Poe. Jump ball goes to Schuyler County, so they'll retain possession. Poe set to inbound. Poe looking. She can't find anybody. Now throws out to Sayre. Sayre back to Poe. Poe and his head is stripped away by Elzey. Elzey comes up with the ball. Elzey down to Hill. Hill with 1:06 left to play in the fourth quarter. And the Tigers are going to take a timeout. 45-40, they lead with the lead. They have the lead, and they have the ball, and that's what they need.
1:06 left in the game.
So, John, it appears like Schuyler County may have bailed the Tigers out for a win here. The game's far from over, but they do have a 5-point lead and the ball. And I'd say Schuyler County may come out now fouling. I don't know if they're going to try to go for an extended break where they hope that the Tigers turn it over or they can get a steal, or if they're just going to come out and immediately foul.
Well, they've got one more foul to give.
Yeah, then the Tigers will be forced into a 1-1. And when you're fouling, a 1-1 is really what you want, because if they miss it, why, then they don't get to shoot any more free throws, and you can go for the board right off the bat. The Tigers break the huddle pretty early, and then they kind of re-huddle.
Of course, the thing is, Tigers have got some awfully good free throw shooters.
Here we go. Kelsey set the inbound. There's an eye formation straight in front of her, and she hands it off right in front of her to Elzey. Elzey has it with 1 minute left to play now. She passes to Collip. Collip with a ball fake. Dribbles around to the free throw line. Looks to hand off, not throws to Kelsey. Kelsey out to Hill. Hill with 52 seconds, and it's poked away. Stolen by Poe. Poe comes up with the steal. She goes all the way down the court to Stump. Stump looks to work it into Roberts. Roberts' shot is no good. Rebounded by Merkline and Scudder Bowles. And possession goes to the Tigers. Schuyler County got what they wanted, a wide open shot from the right baseline, and they couldn't get it to fall.
Tigers were lucky with that. But there's another 20 seconds off the clock. 41.4 seconds left in the game. Tigers are leading by 5, 45-40.
Schuyler County didn't come out and foul that last set. I don't know if they will now, though, or not. They're down to 41 seconds for the comeback.
Well, I think they're surely going to have to, because they're going to have to get two shots in.
Definitely, they're down
40 seconds.
They're down five now. They have two possessions they have to make up. Here we go. It's going to be Tiger ball. They have to take it out all the way on the other end from their basket.
I hear Tommy Poe saying, who do I foul? Who do I foul?
They're confused, though. Skyler County tried the old hand the ball to me, ref, trick, and the ref straightened it out and gave it to Kelsey instead. They pass it straight into Cobb. Cobb gets it off to Hill without being fouled. Hill throws it back to Elsie. Elsie now right wing for Cobb, and they're not fouling. Now they finally foul with 30 seconds. The Tigers ran off 11 seconds on that.
Yeah, I think they decided that Cobb was the one that they want to foul. Foul's going to be on Sayre. That's her first.
Now, that was the one they had to give. Now they have to foul to make them shoot free throws. Kelsey set to inbound. Throws it in. Just got her wide open.
Oh, she throws it off the bottom, bottom of the iron.
A two-point shot. Stump goes down the other way. Throws up the shot. It's no good, but she was fouled. She'll shoot free throws. Scudder came around the end, wide open. All the way to the basket, they found her, and she got too far under the basket before she took the shot and threw it off the bottom of the rim.
I can't believe it. But they did burn another 20 seconds off now, so they're down to 22 seconds now. Here goes Stump's first shot. No good.
Oh.
No good.
Free throw shooting is so critical, and she missed it. They got to have these.
It's still going to be a two-possession game no matter what she does.
She missed the second one, and the rebound is pulled down by Elsie. Elsie goes around without being fouled, down to 17 seconds. She double dribbled, they didn't call it. Right wing now for Hill. Hill back to Elsie. Elsie with 12 seconds with 10. Elsie still has it, and finally is fouled by Poe with 9.4 seconds.
Waiting an awful long time to be doing that.
Foul her as soon as she gets the ball, and I think the Tigers are going to go home victorious. But I don't know if... I'd say Schuyler County lost this game more than Brashear won it, I think.
Well, the Tigers won it in the third quarter and about gave it away in the fourth. So I guess you could say that they both had a good stretch there. But Tigers are going to come away with this one. Elsie's shot's good.
She got it, 46-40, so she earns herself another free throw.
So she hits this one, it'll make it a three-possession game. And she does. That's going to be virtually impossible, I would say.
Poe comes up the court, burning lots of time. She'll set up and take a deep three. No, she's going to pass it into Sayre with 2 seconds. Sayre back to Poe. Poe from deep, and the shot's no good. And time expires. The Tigers win it, 47-40.
So the clock's been reset for 12 minutes, and we'll see you back in a few. Thanks for joining us. This is John Slavin, joined by Tyler Killen. Lady Tigers come out with a win in the first one, 47-40.
All right, we're just about ready to start the first half of the boys' game. Starting for the Schuyler County Rams, number three, Logan Shively, a senior. Freshman number four, Jesse Wheeler. Senior number 22, Tyler Green. Junior number 23, Eric Duncan. And sophomore number 30, Jacob Winkler. And for the Tigers, sophomore number 23, Justin Hazen. Freshman number 31, Matt Thomas. Sophomore number 33, Kylie Watson. Junior number 35, Jacob Shipman. And junior number 45, Kale Watson. And the sophomore for Schuyler County is 6'2". That's Winkler number 30. I think 6'2 is probably a little short for him. He's pretty tall. Just a sophomore. He'll be jumping off for Schuyler County, and the Tigers will send out Cale Watson, who's probably 4 inches shorter than... probably not four, just 3 inches shorter than Winkler. Here we go. He blows his whistle. Official tosses, and Watson's going to get the jump. He got up a little faster than Winkler did. And it'll be Hazen to start things for the Tigers, right wing for Cale Watson. Watson ball fake. Now gives to Shipman. Shipman right wing now, left wing for Hazen. Hazen to Thomas. Thomas ball fake above his head. Goes baseline, and Thomas loses it. Stolen by Winkler. Winkler does it all. He's going to take it all the way himself. No, he's going to try to pass it down to Wheeler. And Wheeler wasn't expecting it. It goes out of bounds and bounces off the wall. And it'll be Tiger ball. 7:30 left in the first quarter. Nobody scored yet. Hazen passes right wing for Cale Watson. Watson spins, now gives to Hazen back on the left wing, now to Thomas. Thomas going to try to work it inside to Watson. Now he's going to decide to throw it out to Thomas, now inside to Hazen, inside to Shipman. And Shipman was fouled on the floor by Schuyler County. They're going to tag Green with the foul. We have a new accompanist here with me. Jay, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
It should be an exciting ball game.
Exciting. We'll see what happens. Tigers working inside to Shipman again. Shipman with the ball fake inside the lane. Spins. Hangs in the air and gets it to go off the glass. 2-0. Tigers lead. 7 minutes left. First quarter. Ball's brought up by Green. Green right wing to Wheeler. Wheeler now left wing for Duncan. Duncan to Winkler. Winkler trying to go inside. Now back to Duncan for three. Off the back iron and glass. No good. Rebounded by Shipman. Shipman clears it out to Hazen. He's off to the races down the left side. Gets it into the corner for Thomas. Now tries to get it into Watson. Watson loses it. Picked up by Thomas. Thomas for eight. Yes. 4-0. 6:30 left to play. First quarter. Tigers lead it. That was a good play, wasn't it, Jay?
Yeah, it was. Thomas really just has nice touch on shot.
He got her to go. Schuyler County has it now. Left wing for Duncan. Duncan throws it into Winkler, and Winkler tips it over the Wheeler. Wheeler shot's no good, and it's going to go out of bounds as Wheeler kicks it to the sideline. 6:12 now. And the ball is inbounded to Shipman. Shipman having trouble double-teamed. Can't get it across the timeline. Finally finds Cale Watson. Cale Watson to Hazen, who's almost over and back. Hazen now gives back to Watson inside to Shipman. Shipman finds Thomas. Thomas goes through the lane, off the glass. Good. 6-0. Tigers lead it. 6 minutes left to play. First quarter action. Green takes it up for Schuyler County. Goes right wing to Wheeler. Wheeler now to Shively. Shively back to Green. Green inside the lane, and he's going to be fouled by Justin Hazen. Reached in on him. Can't get into foul trouble, can we, Jay?
No, that hurt us the big last game, and we ended up losing by about 2 or 3.
3 points, I believe. They take it out of bounds and give it to Green. Green finds Duncan back to Green now. Green now to Duncan. Duncan over the head fake. Now throws into Shively. And Shively has it stolen by Kyler Watson. Watson to Thomas. Coast to coast. Thomas stops and pops. Thomas decided if he took it all the way in, Winkler was going to foul him or block the shot most likely. So he decided to stop and shoot it from about 5 feet out, which turned out to be a good decision because he got it to go. And after all this, Skyler County wants a timeout as the Tigers take the lead 18-0 with 5:20 left in the first quarter. How are things looking, Jay?
They're looking pretty good for the Tigers so far. Thomas has 6, and that's really helped. And Skyler County's been having a little bit of trouble getting the ball down the floor against the Verschier defense. So hopefully everything goes like this throughout the first quarter.
And the game. What if we pitch a shutout, Jay? Wouldn't that be impressive?
Yeah, that would, but I don't think that's likely.
What a pessimistic announcer. Good grief. Not likely. Green has the ball for Skyler County, left wing for Duncan. Duncan out of Winkler, who's going to launch from deep off the front of the iron and then the backboard, rebounded by Hazen. Winkler came out to shoot a deep three ball. I can't believe he did. And Watson cleans up on the boards and takes it in for the score. Cale Watson, that is. 10-0, and Tigers lead it. Green's going to bring it up again for Skyler County, who have not scored so far. I think the shutout's going to come. Winkler's going to take it inside. Turns, fires, shot is terribly off. I mean, it was way high off the backboard, and Cale Watson skied for the rebound, got it. And he's going to get the ball now on the right wing. Left wing now for Thomas to Hazen in the left corner. Tries to go around Wheeler and does finally get around. He passes off to Shipman. Now back to Hazen for 3 on the left wing. Yes! Nothing but not on! 13-0. Tigers come out on a 13-0 run. Of course, that's easy to do when you're pitching a shutout. Top the key for Green. Jay looks speechless right now. I can't believe we're going to do a shutout. Green goes to the left elbow. Shot up. No good. Rebounded by Kylie Watson. Watson has it poked away and then dances around it for a while with his hands up in the air. The universal sign for I did something, but please don't call it. And now the ball's worked into Jacob Shipman, and he travels. So, turnover for the Tigers, but they have a 13-0 lead with 3:50 left to play in the first quarter. I smell the shutout. What do you think, Jay?
I still think Skyler County will score by the time first quarter ends.
Green, right wing now for Wheeler. Wheeler tries to work it into Shively. Now back to Duncan for 3. No good. It's going to go out of bounds off of Wheeler. And that keeps the shutout alive. It'll be Tiger ball with 3:33 left to play first quarter. Ball thrown into Hazen. Hazen with the ball fake throws to Cale Watson out of Shipman. Shipman double teams at the timeline, and he was pushed. Shipman was fouled by either Shively or Green, as they're going to get Shively with the push. 3:28 left to play now, first quarter. Tigers lead it 13-0. Shipman sets inbound throws to the backcourt for Hazen. Hazen, he hasn't come across the timeline now, does, waiting for the trap to be applied by Skyler County. Throws to Watson before it comes. Now inside to Thomas. Thomas from about 5 feet, a little strong, and it bounces out. And rebounded by Shively. He was pushed by Cale Watson. Watson's first foul, team second. And Skyler County have the ball for the last 3 minutes and 15 seconds of the first quarter, seeing if we can keep the shutout alive. Ball thrown in from Wheeler to Green. Green brings it across the timeline. Left wing for a new guy, Neagle. Right wing for Wheeler. Back to Green. Just inside the arc. Shot up and rims out. Rebounded by Winkler. He misses it. He gets his own board and he puts it in.
There goes your shutout, Tyler.
He finally scored with 2:54 left in the first quarter. They score. It's 13-2. Tigers lead. Shipman having trouble being double teamed on the sideline, and he throws a steal to Wheeler. Wheeler passes to Nagel, and it goes out of bounds off of Nagel. I think that's Nagel, isn't it? All right. Watson has it now for the Tigers. Inbounds to Hazen. Back to Watson with 2:38. Watson to Shipman. Shipman looks confused with the ball. Takes it across the timeline, now double teamed. Now gets to Cale Watson. Watson strong with the ball. Throws it underneath the basket to Kylie Watson, his brother, who lays it up and in. 15-2, 2:23 left to play. First quarter, Tigers lead 15-2. All right.
No shout out today.
Green has the ball. Throws it into Winkler. Winkler's shot's no good. Rebounded by Ryan Furtig, a new entry for the Tigers. Furtig tosses up to Hazen, now to Cale Watson. Watson looking inside, throws to Shipman. Shipman guarded by Winkler, now decides to go out to Furtig. Furtig back to Shipman on the left elbow. Shipman into the corner for Furtig. Furtig inside, now to Shipman. Shipman working on Winkler. Fires, can't get the shot to go, and it's going to be rebounded by Winkler. Winkler takes it out and passes back to Green. Green will bring it up with 1:40 left to play first quarter. Right wing to Wheeler, now to Green. Green goes inside from the right elbow, shot off the back iron, no good, rebounded by... They're going to say Nagel was fouled by Kylie Watson, so it'll be Schuyler County ball up from underneath their own basket. The ball is inbounded straight into Shively. He misses his shot. Rebounded by Hazen. Hazen comes away and has trouble getting around Wheeler at the timeline. Finally does. Throws to Shipman. Shipman fires from just outside the free throw line and misses. But Cale Watson just comes storming in. Grabs the ball and throws it back up and in. Tigers lead 17-2. 1:12 left to play first quarter. Tigers with an enormous 15-point lead so far. Nagel back to Green at the top of the key. Now back to Nagel for three off the iron, no good. And Shipman was first fouled by Winkler, they didn't call it, and then was fouled by Wheeler. It'll be Tiger ball, and Watson set the inbound. They're going to bring a three-quarter press now, is Schuyler County. No, they're going to extend it, full-court press. Full court press. We'll see how the Tigers respond to this with exactly 1 minute left to play in the first quarter. Ball is inbound to Cale Watson. Finds Matt Thomas. Now to Furtig, who breaks the press. Furtig almost loses it. Goes in, and it's a pass, you can call it, to Cale Watson, who goes in for the charge. The new entry, Greg Buckalo, comes in and takes the early charge.
I'd say that's Buckaloo.
Buckaloo. Well, whatever you want to call him, he took a charge. Winkler throws it in now, and they're being clever, letting the time clock be conserved as they let it bounce all the way to the timeline before Green picks it up. Green picks it up, now does some dribbles in front of him. Throws to Nagel, back to Green, back to Nagel. Nagel holds it with one hand. That's not smart. Now back to Green for the right elbow. It bounces home, 17-4. 32 seconds left. Tigers again having trouble with the press. They get it to Justin Hazen, who has it almost stolen before he passes to Kylie Watson. Now to Ryan Furtig. Ryan Furtig underneath the basket. Score, 2 points. That was a good job of breaking the press. Green throws it to Nagel. Back to Green. Green works it inside to Winkler, who they haven't given it too much. Winkler working hard underneath, and he was fouled. They hacked him on the arm. But they're going to say that he and Kylie Watson were tied up with the ball instead of a foul on Watson. Watson got a big break on that one. 12.2 seconds left. It'll be Schuyler County ball, and they're trailing 19-4. Winkler to inbound, gives it to Shively, now to Nagel. Now to Green for three. Oh, it was a terrible. I don't know if that was was that a set-up pass to Shively, who was going to go in and try to dunk it? What was that, Jay?
I have no idea. It missed the basket by about 10 feet.
It was ugly. And now it's Brashear ball with the press. 7 seconds. Now to Shipman. Shipman with six. Shipman runs over Greg Buckaloo. And they're going to get Buckaloo with the foul. I thought maybe that was going to be a charge there on Shipman. Shipman will inbound with 4.9 seconds left in the first quarter. He gives it to Thomas with three. Thomas holds, now gives it to Watson. Watson with no time left. Oh, just barely misses a three-pointer. And so the Tigers are going to go into the second quarter leading 19-4. What an impressive way to come out and start the game, Jay. What do you think?
It wasn't a shutout.
What?
That's what I think. It wasn't a shutout.
Yeah, we got to keep going back to the shutout thing.
Yes, we do, Tyler.
How about this?
Okay, Tigers had a pretty good first quarter, and hopefully they can continue that through the rest of the game.
How about I tell you that the Tigers are going to hold Schuyler County to under 15 points the whole game. 15 points. Do you buy it?
No.
You don't say. You say they're going to score more than 15.
Yes.
Well, we'll see. Okay. Under 15, I'm saying. They're on pace now to score 16, I guess. Yeah. I still say under 15.
I disagree.
Yeah, I disagree with my. How about under 20?
Okay, that's
all right, under 20. I'm going to say under 20. You agree under 20?
Yeah, that's
okay, we'll say under 20. Hazen has it now for the Tigers, right wing for Fertig. Fertig goes around. Winkler goes in, administers a charge. I don't call it, and he misses a shot as he jumps over Shively. They didn't call the charge. It should have been. And Winkler comes away with the rebound. Green passes to Nagel, who gets it inside to Winkler. Winkler is going to be fouled by Fertig. I believe that's Fertig's first foul. 15th foul on Brashear. A couple more, and they're shooting 1-1.
Yeah, that's what got them in trouble last game. They got in foul trouble there late, and Knox County started shooting free throws, and then the game just got out of hand.
Duncan on the inbound misses a wide-open three. Just completely botched it off the right side of the glass. Wasn't even close. And the Tigers come up with the rebound. Jacob Shipman throws it down to Thomas. Thomas's shot is no good. And on the rebound, they're going to get Jacob Shipman with an over-the-back call. It'll be Schuyler County. Winkler set to inbound. Goes it into Green. And they do that time-conserving play. I don't know why they do that necessarily. There's lots of time. There's over 7 minutes left. Duncan fires up a three. No good. Rebounded by Shively. Shively top the key to Green. Now left wing for Duncan. This time inside the arc. Takes it to the glass, and it's good. And the foul as Matt Thomas was called for blocking. Perhaps Thomas was set, and that was actually a charge, but they didn't call it that way. What do you think, Jay?
I would agree with your opinion. It was a charge, and Thomas got blamed.
So you're saying I'm right?
Yes.
I like to hear that. All right.
How you do, Tyler?
Duncan's shot is up and no good. Rebounded by Fertig. Fertig passes down the right sideline to Hazen. Hazen hands off now to Shipman. Shipman inside the arc now. Down to the left sideline for Watson. Watson right wing is poked away. Poked away there by Buckaloo. And Buckaloo pokes it all the way out of bounds. It'll be Tiger ball. Kylie Watson set to inbound as Cale Watson comes in for Ryan Fertig. Watson throws it into Hazen. Hazen with a little wraparound screen from Thomas comes open. They get it down now inside to Shipman from about 1 foot out. Lays it up and in off the glass.
On the last play, I'm surprised that they didn't get Buckaloo for the foul. He absolutely did a pile driver on Justin Hazen into the stands.
Huh. Green comes off a screen set up there by Shively for a three and buries it. 9-21, 6:20 left to play second quarter. Left wing now for Matt Thomas. Thomas rises up, fires no good, rebounded by Shively. Jay, they're already at 9. We said 20 for the game. Green drives in, fires from the free throw line, gets it to fall, and Green is all of a sudden just red hot. He's been hitting now. 6 minutes left to play. Tigers lead 21-11. I think 20 is going to be an underestimate. Thomas finds a wide open. Cale Watson underneath the basket. Block! Shively jumps out of the gym and skies for the block. It's finally relayed out to Hazen for three and misses it. Rebounded by Buckaloo. Buckaloo throws down to Duncan for three. Shot falls in and rolls out as it looked like he should have gone down. Rebounded by Shipman. 21-11, 5:30 left to play second quarter. Shipman dribbles, throws out to Watson for three. Strong, looked terrible. Rebounded by Buckaloo. He seems to be everywhere, Jay. He's like a defensive presence. Any thoughts, Jay?
Not really, Tyler.
Left wing for Winkler. I think they ought to give it to him a little more. He throws up a shot off the side of the backboard, and then he was fouled on the second shot. That's embarrassing when you shoot and hit the side of the backboard. It's kind of tough to do. What do you think the sides of the backboard? How wide do you think those are? 4 inches?
Yeah, I'd say about that.
Anyway, he gets his own rebound off of that side backboard shot, takes it in, and is fouled there by Jacob Shipman, so he'll shoot a pair of free throws. 5:05 up to play, second quarter. Shot up and good by Rick Bird, 12-21. One, two, three, dribbles, second shot up and good. 13-21, Tigers lead it only by 8 now. Ball thrown into Kale Watson, now back to Condon Watson down the left side, dribbles towards the middle. Back to Kale Watson, picked off by Wheeler. Wheeler pulls it out and now hands off to Green. Green thought it wanted to take a three, but the Tigers recovered defensively. Duncan now throws it into Winkler. Winkler inside, yes. 15-21. Tigers only up by 6. They opened up the game on a 13-0 run, and now are only up 6. Now it's thrown by Wheeler again. Wheeler on the left side, flips to Green. Green's going to set up one and another three. Ferdig came out to guard him. And now Wheeler gives back to Green. Now back to Wheeler. Wheeler's going to take a three. Oh, it's short by about 3 feet. And on the rebound, Justin Hayden comes up with it and is fouled by Duncan. The Tigers need to take better care of the ball instead of going down there and turning it over. What do you think, Jay?
Yeah, that's been hurting the Tigers a lot in these last few minutes. They've just been, every time they're on the floor, they'll turn it over again. So they really need to get the ball down the floor and take care of it.
Tigers take a timeout here and want to discuss things. Their 15-point lead at one time has now been squandered down to a measly 6-point lead. And Schuyler County isn't too far from passing our 20-point estimation. I just feel kind of bad right now. We'll see what happens now. It'll be Tiger ball, I believe. Yes, that's right. Hazen will take it out of bounds from the sideline. He's going to toss in to Cale Watson. Watson has it underneath his own basket. Or underneath the other basket, I guess. Excuse me on that. He brings it across the timeline, goes right wing for Matt Thomas. Thomas fires in back to Cale Watson. He rises and stays in the air for about, it seems like, 2 minutes. And waits for the defender to fall before he shoots and gets it to go off the glass. 23-15, 4 minutes left to play, second quarter. Left wing for Wheeler, back to Green. Green thought about the three, goes inside just outside the right elbow. And fires up a shot, it's no good. Rebounded by Ryan Ferdig, passes back to Justin Hazen. Hazen left wing for Thomas now, left baseline for Kyler Watson, double teamed. Double team, can't find anybody to get it to. Gives it now to Thomas. Thomas to Cale Watson. Watson underneath the basket, up and good. 25-15, Tigers back to a 10-point lead. 3:30 left to play, second quarter. Duncan to Green to Wheeler. Wheeler inside to Shively. Shively working. Shively shooting. Shively missing by about 4 feet. Rebounded by Duncan. Duncan to Green. Shively missed that thing completely over the basket. And they're going to get a push on Justin Hazen, who is pushing Shively. I wouldn't touch him. He can't hit a shot, it doesn't seem like. Foul was on Justin Hazen. It's his second. And then Shively set to shoot a 1-1. The next team foul on Brashear is going to put Schuyler County into the double bonus, so they'll shoot 2 free throws. Right now it's a 1-1. Shively's first shot is up and good. 25-16, 3:12 left in the first half. 1, 2, 3 dribbles there from Shively. Bends the knees. Fires up a high arching shot. It goes down. 25-17. Tigers lead down to 8. Watson to Justin Hazen. Hazen on the left wing. Now dribbles up between the circles. Right wing for Cale Watson. Watson to Thomas on the left wing. Now back to Cale Watson, is picked off by Wheeler. That is Wheeler's third steal of the game. Wheeler dribbling around. The ball fell down. He decided to hand it back off to Green. Now to Wheeler again. Wheeler to Green. Green is a three-point specialist. He's hit several, or two or three anyway. Green has it now, top the key for Wheeler, back to Green. Green wants the three, decided not to take it. They're going to burn some clock, I guess. Green right wing for Duncan. Duncan back to Green now to Wheeler, just inside the arc. Drives into the lane, misses a shot up off the glass, and it's rebounded by Winkler. Winkler inside, yes. 25-19. They apply the full court pressure. It's passed down to Matt Thomas. Thomas crosses the timeline. Thomas back to Kale Watson now, right wing for Justin Hazen. Hazen working hard on Wheeler. Wheeler's a good defender. Now to Kale Watson on the right wing. Watson to Hazen on the left wing. Hazen now to Watson on the inside part of the lane, and it's poked away and stolen by Shively. Shively down to Wheeler. Wheeler wanted the three, but it was guarded closely there by Thomas. Wheeler to Green. And Green was fouled there by Kylie Watson. I think that's his third. And that'll be two free throws for Green. No, that's Watson's, just his second foul. I suspect Green to be a good free throw shooter. He comes up and buries the first one, nothing but net. Shipman comes in for Ryan Fertig. 1:46 left in the first half. Tigers lose 25-20. And maybe less, yes. 25-21 as Green hits the second free throw. Full court pressure is kind of being let off now by Skylar County. Hazen has it top the key now, left wing for Thomas with 1:36 left. It's poked away and stolen by Wheeler. Wheeler's fourth steal of the game. I bet he'll end up in double figures with steals. Green brings it up with 1:30 left to Wheeler on the left wing. Now back to Green, 1:25. Green wants a head tap call. He throws the right wing for Duncan. Now back to Green for three. Absolutely wide open. Hey, exit. The game is now 1 point. 1 point spread. 25-24. Tigers lead it. 1:06 left to play. Watson now inside to Thomas. Thomas to Shipman. Shipman bobbles it. Now collects it. Travels. He travels, and it's a turnover with exactly 1 minute to play. Schuyler County is going to get the ball. Trailing only by 1 point. Green has it, right wing, throws to Duncan. Duncan back to Green. Green just inside on the left elbow, bounces out, rebound by Winkler. Winkler inside, shot up, no good, but he was fouled by, they're going to get Jacob Shipman. I believe it's his third foul of the game. Tigers are into the double bonus anyway on foul, so it'll be two shots no matter what. Winkler dribbles, sets up, fires off the front iron, no good. First one, no good. We'll see if he can tie it here. He gets set, fires, yes, 25 all. 47 seconds now for the Tigers. They pass it down to Kale Watts on the right wing. Watson back to Hazen. Hazen ball fake. Now goes to Thomas. Thomas down to the baseline for Shipman. Double team. Back out to Thomas. Thomas now to Watson. Watson outside the arc. Now right wing for Hazen. Hazen across the court to Thomas. Now left baseline for Shipman. Double teamed on the baseline. Now in the corner. Shipman launches it out to Kale Watson. Working inside. Watson ball fake. Up. Fouled by Winkler. 21 and a half seconds left. Kale Watson will shoot two free throws. 25 all. Watson, 1, 2, 3, dribble, spins the ball. Shot up, and no good. He misses it. We'll see if we can take the lead here. Skylar County will have 21 seconds if he hits it. Three dribbles, spins the ball, sets up, bends the knees, and this one bounces out too, rebounded by Winkler. So it's still 25 all. Green has it. Green at the top of the key. Dribbling out the clock. 10 seconds now. Back to Duncan. Duncan troubles it. Didn't call it. Duncan has it with 6 seconds. Five, gives it back to Green. Green now to Shively. Shively with two. Inside, fadeaway, no good. And so, we're going to go into halftime. Tied up, 25-25. We'll be back with you in 10 minutes to play the second half and see who's going to come out ahead. Well, we're too far away from second half action here. Some of the first half stats for Schuyler County. The leading scorer was Tyler Green with 12 points. Jacob Winkler had 9. Logan Shively added 2. And for the Tigers, leading scorer was Matt Thomas with, or excuse me, is Kale Watson with 8. Matt Thomas had 6. Jacob Shipman had 4. Justin Hazen had 3. Ryan Fitting and Kyler Watson each had 2. And teams are back out on the court. Band still playing. Left wing now for Green. Green to Shively. Shively on the left elbow. Shively back out to Duncan. Duncan hits just inside the arc. 27-25. Schuyler County takes the lead early. Hazen left wing now for Kale Watson. Watson on the floor now back to Thomas. Thomas top key. Thomas left wing for Kale Watson. Watson into the lane. Tries to find Shipman. Is knocked out of bounds by Winkler. Tigers have the ball. Hazen will take it out from underneath his own basket. Jay, are you ready to go? I'm going to take that as a no. Here we go. Ball thrown into Shipman now right wing for Thomas for 3. Yes! He gets it. 28-27. 7:21 left now. Third quarter action. Jay, now are you ready?
Yes, I am.
All right. Oh, it's nice to have you back. Green now left wing for... I'm drawing the blank. Duncan. Duncan's his name, and he missed a 3. Wheeler flips it up. I can't hit the shot. He was from behind the backboard and flips that up. Went out of bounds, though, as Kale Watson tried to go for the rebound. Poked it out. It'll be Schuyler County ball. Green set to take it out. Green slaps the ball. Looks in, throws out to Gordon. No, that's not right. Duncan. Eric Duncan's his name. Right wing now for Wheeler. Wheeler back out to Green now left wing for Duncan. Duncan. Ball fakes now back to Green now right wing for Wheeler. Wheeler tries to, he splits the double team, goes in with a fancy layup, and instead of taking the conventional turning light bulb switch on, he goes for fancy and misses. Rebounded by Hazen, it brings it up the court. Left side now for Jacob Shipman. Shipman double team, just throws it up, goes to Hazen for 3. Shot no good, rebounded by Hazen, goes in and scrums for it. Passes to Watson inside to Shipman. Shipman up and good. 30-27, Tigers have a 3-point lead. 6:15 now left in the third. Jay, what do you see?
Well, I see it still being a close game all through the rest of the game because the two teams, yeah, they're kind of tired, but they've both been playing pretty well and staying close. So I'd say it will stay mostly just like it is.
Okay. While Jay was talking there, the ball was served back over the timeline. That's going to be over and back on Schuyler County, so Brashear is going to get the ball. Jay, what does Brashear need to do with the ball?
They need to find somebody to score because they haven't been scoring very well, and this is their first chance.
Jacob Shipley goes in and throws up the worst shot I've seen all year, and I've seen some bad ones. He just kind of flips it up, and the ball is going to go out of bounds off of Shipman, and Winkler comes in and bounces it just as hard as he can off the floor, and it goes right up. It goes through the net, straight back down. Shipman collects it and puts it up and in. Crazy play. Meanwhile, on the other end, Green misses a shot, and it's rebounded by Hazen. Left wing now for Watson, and he buries a 3. Green has the ball now, top the key for Schuyler County. 35-27, Tigers lead it. 5:10 left to play now, third quarter. Green looking Thomas down pretty aggressively. Passes to Duncan, back to Green. Green still staring at Thomas. Now he's going to take it to him. He goes right elbow, misses, hits Kale Watson in the chest as the ball barely grazed the rim. And Watson then collects the rebound. Gives it to Thomas, left wing now. Shipman for 3, bounces out, rebounded by Wheeler. Wheeler passes off to Green with 4:40 left to play, third quarter. Green looks left, still looking left, now goes back right. Now passes to Wheeler on the right wing. Now to Winkler, poked almost stolen there by Watson, and he overplayed it by doing that, and then Winkler was able to take it up the middle, and now the inbound play is stolen by Wheeler. He has a bunch of steals. I don't know how many. I think maybe that's six. And he has the top of the key. Now goes right side. Puts on the floor, gives it to Winkler outside the arc. Winkler now left wing for Duncan. Off the side of the rim, and then the backboard rebounded by Shipman. Now picked up by Hazen with 4 minutes left in the third quarter. Into the left baseline for Tyler Watson, who overshoots it by about 2 feet. It didn't touch anything. Not a thing. And it's rebounded there by Duncan. Passes off to Green. Green tapped the key right wing now for Wheeler. Back to Winkler. Winkler working inside. Flips off to Duncan. Ball fake. Now picks up his dribble. Goes to Shively. Shively for three. No good. Rebounded now by Hazen. And he's pushing Duncan. That'll be a foul on Hazen. I think that's his third, Jay. What do you think?
Well, I think the Tigers need to avoid fouls as much as they can. Because, like I said, that's what got them in trouble last game.
They originally posted four on Hazen, but then they changed it back to three, so that's good. Green to inbound now. Can't find anybody. Throws it into the corner for Wheeler. Wheeler dribbles across the court, finds Shively on the right side. Shively just inside the arc, misses. Rebounded by Shipman. Shipman clears to Cale Watson down to the right corner for Thomas. Thomas back to Watson on the right block. Shoves his way back into the play and puts it up and in. Jay, was that a pretty play?
Yeah, it was. Watson said Shipman pretty nice.
Watson was the one that scored.
Oh, okay, what?
Schuyler County calls a timeout with 3 minutes and 10 seconds left in the third quarter. And Tigers lead at 37-29. They've opened up another 8-point lead, but every time they get a big lead, it seems like Schuyler Kearney is able to claw their way back into it. Will they do it again, Jay?
Well, I foresee the Tigers going ahead a little bit more because Schuyler's starting to be a little bit tired. They're not looking too good.
Meanwhile, during the timeout, Jay's favorite player, Mr. Greg Buckaloo, comes back in. Buckley's pretty aggressive. You gotta like that in a basketball player. Not afraid to hit the floor and hit the floor hard. All right, it's gonna be Schuyler County ball. Jay, are we paying attention this time? It looks like we're ready. Left wing for Shively. Shively with a humongous jump stop passes off to Nagel, and he misses a three-foot shot, rebounded by Cale Watson now into the right corner for Kyle Watson, and it's poked away, picked up by Cale Watson, finds Ryan Burdick, puts it up, no good, rebounded by Buckaloo. Buckaloo is everywhere defensively. Winkler gives it to Nagel, now top to keep for Green, thought about the three, now Thomas comes out and guards him. Left wing for Shively. They kind of play off Shively, trying to entice the three-point shot. Poked away by Ferdinand, picked up by Shipman now, as Shively tried to drive into the heart of the lane. Cale Watson has it now, top the key for the Tigers, left wing for Matt Thomas. Thomas almost has it poked away and stolen by Green, and now it is poked away and stolen by Nagel. Nagel loses it as Ryan Ferdinand pokes it away from him. Ferdinand comes up with it, passes to Shipman. Shipman takes the length of the court, and they're going to get Winkler with a blocking foul, although it looked to me like Shipman charged. What do you think, Jay?
Well, Winkler wasn't quite set, and he kind of was moving whenever Shipman hit him, so I'm not sure how to call that.
It looked like he was set to me. 37-29, 2:03 left third quarter. It's going to be Shipman shooting two free throws. First one's good, 38-29. Chance to open it up to a 10-point lead. And he does. Schuyler County has it now with 2 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Right wing for Nagel. Nagel back to Green, top of the key, inside the Buckaloo. Now left wing for Shively. Yes, foot was on the line. Give him two. 39-31, 1:45 left to play third quarter.
I think that's the first shot Shively's made all night.
Could be. Left wing now for Shipman. Shipman no good. And it's going to be rebounded there by Shively. Let me take a look here. Shively had 2 points in the first half. Left wing for Shively just inside the arc again. Oh, and the ball sent it out. Rebounded by Buckaloo. Blocked by Shipman. No, he was fouled. Buckaloo's going to shoot free throws. Boy, he's aggressive. Buckaloo is a sophomore. Boy, you know, he looks older than a sophomore. It looks... All right, up and good for Buckaloo. Buckaloo just kind of has the mentality of an older player. He wants to get in front of a charge, and wants to take a charge, wants to be scrappy on defense. 39-32 now, Buckaloo's second shot. 1:25 left, third quarter. It's good, nothing but net. Watson to Thomas, throws to Kale Watson. Now to Justin Hazen on the right side, back to Kale Watson. Watson says, don't give it to me, gives it back to Justin Hazen. Hazen now left wing for Thomas. Thomas deep outside the arc, I'd say 12 feet. Now to Furtig, who's deeper. Furtig to Hazen on the right elbow, now to Watson on the right wing. Watson dribbles into the right elbow, and now passes that to Hazen. Hazen top the key left wing for Furtig. Furtig now back to Thomas at the top of the key between the circles inside to Watson. Watson dribbling on the right block, and he's fouled. Fouled by Winkler or Shively. Who are they going to tag? Shively. How many fouls is that on him? Just his second foul. Hazen set to inbounds. Going to find Nagel for Schuyler County. He just stepped in front of it, and Hazen passed it right to him. He gives it to Green with 39 seconds left in the third quarter. Right wing now for Shively. Shively to Winkler. Winkler down to Shively for three. Oh, his foot was on the line again. Give him two. 39-35. 4-point lead now for Bashir with 24 seconds. Kyler Watson just about goes over back. He gives it now to Hazen, deep outside the left wing, and it's poked away and nearly stolen by Green before Kylie Watson recovers with 10 seconds, and he's fouled. Fouled by Green with 9.6 seconds left in the third quarter. Meanwhile, Skyler County sends two players in. They're going to send out Buckaloo and Nagel, and enter Wheeler and Duncan. Kyle Watson set to take it out from the sideline with 9.6 seconds left.
What do you draw up here, Jay?
They send it in to Thomas. Top of the key for Hazen. Now to Kale Watson. Watson, just from the left elbow, splashes one home. And that will end the third quarter. Tigers go into the fourth quarter with a 41-35 lead. Jay, what do we need to do to maintain that lead?
Well, I think we need to be more aggressive on defense because we haven't been getting very many steals, and they've been having a lot of open shots here lately. And overall, we just need to improve on hustle and good shooting and stuff.
They started to come back. Skyler County did again the third time, I think. And they were just starting to close the gap when Brashear kind of rallied there towards the end of the third quarter to put it back up by 7. But still, it's really anybody's game, don't you think?
Yeah, and this can... This...
Kylie Watson set to take it out of bounds off the sideline. He throws it into Matt Thomas. Thomas finds Ryan Furtig. Yes! What a play off the inbound. What do you think, Jay?
Yeah, Thomas hit Furtig pretty nice.
Green right wing to Wheeler. Back to Green left wing now for Duncan. Duncan into Winkler. Now right wing for Green. Green for three.
Oh, off the front iron, no good. Rebounded by Cale Watson. Watson was out of bounds when he touched the ball. Duncan's going to hit. This is as close as we get to the action. Duncan's standing right in front of us, throws into Shively. Back to Duncan. Duncan tries to get into Winkler, about loses it, now throws it off to Wheeler. Wheeler inside, has it blocked. Blocked by Fertig from behind. Fertig takes it out the right side, now trapped in the corner. And they call timeout. So, with 7:21 left in the fourth quarter, Tigers lead at 43-35. Jay, what do you draw up here in the timeout?
Well, I think we need to get the ball in and go for a score, because if we don't, Schuyler County's been on a little bit of a run, so hopefully we can score and get their streak broken.
We'll see what happens. I think you should come out and set up to burn clock. Kyler Watson's set to take it out from the sideline. He looks, finds Fertig. Fertig on the three-point line. Now throws to Kyler Watson. Oh, and the layup is botched. Rebounded by Winkler. Winkler coast to coast. Yes! 43-37. 6-point lead for the Tigers. Cale Watson to Kyler Watson. Kyler Watson to Matt Thomas. Thomas now crosses the timeline. Jay, what do we do here?
Well, I think we might need to shoot a three because we've been pretty good from close to the line, so.
Cale Watson drives in, loses it to Winkler. Winkler coast to coast again. Yes! Winkler is coming alive! Ball thrown to Cale Watson down on the left sideline. 43-39, Tigers went up four. And now the pass into Ryan Fertig underneath the basket. He is fouled by Schuyler County. I think they're going to get Green. Green, second foul, third foul, team four. 6:38 left to play in the fourth quarter. Kyle Watson throws into Jacob Shipman. Shipman has it blocked. Shipman gets his own board, and he's fouled this time by Green again, I think. Green or Winkler? Green again, that'll be his fourth foul of the game. And they're going to send in Nagel. Nagel comes in for Green. I formation for Brashear, right in front of Kyler Watson, who's underneath his own basket, throws into Shipman. Shipman with 6:30 left to play fourth quarter. He goes in, double teamed. Now passes to Cale Watson. Cale Watson goes to the top of the key. Now right wing to Matt Thomas. Thomas throws to Kyler Watson. It's stolen by Wheeler. Wheeler has it stolen by Justin Hazen. Justin Hazen loses out of bounds, but is poked out by Wheeler. And Wheeler, I think, is now at 7 steals for the game. Kyler Watson set to take it out in front of the I formation again. Last time he went to Shipman. This time he can't find anybody. Throws it into Shipman, and he knocked out of bounds by Winkler. And Brashear calls timeout with 6:12. I think, well, they only have one timeout left. They've been burning a lot of timeouts, and with 6 minutes and 12 seconds left, you want to have a few timeouts left in your pocket.
With as close as this game is, we might come down to the end and really hurt for timeouts. I think we should have used less and earlier and saved them all for the end.
Yeah. I think that could come back to haunt us. It's 43-39. We're only up by 4. We do have the ball, but there's still over 6 minutes left to play. Watson again from the I formation. He gives it off to Shipman. Shipman on the left side, working inside to the lane. Throws up a shot, no good. Rebounded by Winkler. Winkler up the right side. coast to coast again, up and good. Winkler has started to take over the game. Tyler Watson inside to Matt Thomas now. Thomas on the left wing now dribbles top the key between the circles. Picked off by Wheeler. And Wheeler's pushed by Justin Hazen. That's Wheeler's eighth steal. Thomas tried to get it to Hazen, and Wheeler stepped in front again. That's the fourth foul on Justin Hazen. Wheeler brings it up the court. Only down by two. 5:40 left in the fourth quarter. Cross court pass to Duncan for three. In and out. Rebounded by Nagel. Put up and in. And the game is tied. Holy cow. Left wing for Matt Thomas with 5:30 left in the game. Thomas passes to Shipman. Shipman guarded by Nagel. Shipman puts it on the floor now. Left wing for Thomas. Top of the key for Hazen. Hazen. Right side now to Thomas. Thomas goes around the screen by Shipman, and Thomas floats one up, and it goes in. 45-43, 5 minutes left in the game. Passes off to Winkler. We're going to see if he can take it all the way to the hoop. He can, but he misses. Rebounded by Nagel. Nagel, up and in. Nagel. He's a big player, but he's coming in to dominate. Ball is in Thomas's hands for the Tigers. 4:40 left in the fourth quarter. 45 all. Left wing for Hazen. Hazen goes around a screen by Watson. Now top two for Kale Watson. Left wing now back to Hazen. Hazen goes now around another Kylie Watson screen. Now top two for Thomas. Thomas over right wing for Kale Watson. Around a screen by Shipman. Kale Watson to Justin Hazen for a two. Shot no good. Rebounded by Kale Watson. Watson back to Hazen. What do we do here, Jay?
Well, I say that we try to work the ball inside and just get in a couple of points to go ahead again.
Thomas throws back to Watson, top of the key. They burnt about a minute off the clock with about 3:50. Thomas inside, goes around for a reverse layup. Holy cow, another good shot. 47-45. Left wing for Duncan, shot no good, rebounded by Hazen. Hazen, the smallest guy on the court, comes away with the rebound. Who to thunk it? Hazen right wing now. Left elbow for Shipman. Shipman dribbles in. And he's fouled on the floor. 47-45, 3:34 left to play fourth quarter. And Shipman will not shoot free throws. They're going to take it out of bounds. Next time, Schuyler County fouls, it's a one-on-one situation for Brashear. Watson's up to inbound. Kylie Watson, that is. He can't find anybody. And that's 5 seconds. Oh, what a mistake. Throw it off of a Schuyler County player if you have to. And there's a timeout by Schuyler County here. They've conserved their timeouts. With 3:34 left to play fourth quarter, it's 47-45. Jay, what do you do?
Well, I think that we can always hope for a steal, but I'd say just play really good defense and try to get the ball back. Then whenever we do get the ball back, work it underneath the basket, because that's been the most successful for us here lately.
I imagine Schuyler County is going to want to go to Winkler here, don't you think?
Either that or Nagel. He's been on a tear.
Nagel and Winkler both have been awfully good here of late. So I expect them to be handling the ball. Well, maybe not handling, but definitely get the ball inside and put it up. All right, Schuyler County's ball from the far end. Inbounded to Wheeler. Wheeler takes it across the timeline. Under 3:30 to play now. Wheeler, left wing, Green for three. Hey, hit it! He hit a three! Kale Watson now, left side. Tigers down one. 3:12 left to play. Almost another steal by Wheeler. Inside to Kyler Watson. He missed it. Missed the layup. Rebounded by Winkler. Winkler with 3:05. And the coach says, hold up. Hold your horses here. Green has it now. Green back to Wheeler. Under 3 minutes now. Wheeler's going to stand at the top of the key and just dribble out as long as he can. Left wing now for Nagel. Nagel looks confused. He says, what am I doing with the ball? All I do is rebound and score. Left wing now for Shively. Shively looking to get it into Winkler, now to Nagel. Now top the key for Green. Green's going to hold. Green's going to burn time. 2:33. They've burned off about 30 seconds, and he calls timeout. Coach calls timeout with exactly two minutes and 30 seconds left to play of the game. Schuyler County up one. How big, Jay, is that three-pointer?
Well, I'd say at this point it would be really big because that put the Tigers ahead and make the Schuyler County Rams either tie with the two-pointer or have to make a three-pointer go ahead.
Okay. How much time do you think Schuyler County is going to be able to burn before the Tigers start to foul?
I'd say probably another 30 seconds before Coach Williams is going to instruct their team to foul the Schuyler County.
Oh, I bet they don't foul at 2 minutes still. They're going to be trying to force a turnover. And I don't know how long Schuyler County can resist the urge to shoot. We'll find out. Under 2:30 now, Shively has the top of the key. Dribbles in to the free throw line. Now left wing for Green. Green dribbles in for the left elbow. Up and good! Up and good! 50-47. Tigers down three with 2:12. Thomas has it down the left side. All the way. Crisco block! Block by Wheeler for double block! And they call a foul. They call a foul on Winkler on the second shot, and it looked like a block to me. What do you think, Jay?
Yeah, he had his hand and arm across the ball, and Shipman went up, but he didn't have a chance against Winkler.
It looked like a foul. It looked like a block to me. Shipman missed it! Missed the free throw! 2:07 left to play in the game, and he missed the free throw. He gets the second one. 48-50. Tigers down two. Schuyler has the ball. They throw it into Green. Green brings it up, and now under 2 minutes to play. Green on the left side, guarded closely by Hazen. And another timeout by Schuyler County. Boy, they're burning a lot of their timeouts here, Jay. I think Schuyler County also has just one left. I think both Schuyler County and Brashear each have one timeout left. There's 1 minute and 54 seconds left in the game. Jay, will they be able to burn about 54 seconds before the Tigers start to foul? Or when do you tell your team to start fouling here in this situation?
Well, I'd say down by two, you tell your team to start fouling it. Maybe a minute, because...
1 minute?
Because then they have plenty of time to... If Schuyler County only makes one of their free throws... Oh, no, they're not shooting free throws yet. They might have a chance to get a five-second call on the inbound, or maybe get a turnover on the inbound. So I'd wait till a minute before you have your team start fouling.
Well, Brashear's going to have to commit four fouls before it puts them at the 1-1 situation. Here we go. Duncan set the inbound for Schuyler County. He's going to find a wide open Green. And Green starts the clock burning for Schuyler County. 1:50 now to play. Green goes left side. Picks up his dribble to Shively. Shively looks. He's been standing there for a while. Now puts off a wide open layup. He scores! He scores! Crossover dribble all the way to the hoop. Puts him up by four. They take the ball down to Shipman. Shipman throws it out of bounds and it's going to go off of a Schuyler County player first. 1:31 left to play. Tigers down by four with the ball. 52-48 to score. Taylor Watson sets inbound. Finds Justin Hazen, now to Jacob Shipman. Shipman gives to Watson, now to Thomas. Thomas to Hazen. Hazen thought about the three and travels. He turns it over. 1:23 left to play. Schuyler County up by four, and has the ball. Winkler set to inbound.
This has to be really disappointing for Brashear after their 13-0 start at the beginning of this game. So this is a much different situation, down by four with a minute and 15 left.
Shively standing between the circle of Vernon Klein. Now he puts it on the floor. Back, he throws it to Green, back to Shively. 1:08 left to play. They're burning clock. 1:05. Shively, triple team now, gets it to Winkler. Winkler inside, wide open, Duncan. Duncan blocked! Blocked by Shipman, gets his ball back, he scores! He scores! Under a minute! Thomas Isaiah, they burned their last time out. I think that's Bashir's last time out they've called. They're down by six. They have lots of time. 54 seconds is a ton of time. But they need to go down directly and shoot a three-pointer. What do you think, Jay?
Yeah, that'd be the smartest point of action right now. They need as many points as they can as fast as they can. So if they go down and shoot two, they might lose like they did the other night by just a couple of points.
Skyler County sent in their defensive specialist, Mr. Greg Buckley. And so they're counting on playing some defense here and coming home with the win. We'll see if the Tigers can go down. And I think you got to have either Justin Hazen or Carol Watson shooting the three. Or Shipman. Shipman's okay at three-pointers, too. Maybe Thomas. Thomas has hit a few. Any of them. You got to have somebody, though, open for three. And you got to do it pretty quickly. They're not going to pressure. Skyler County isn't pressuring. Finally, they bring Wheeler, but it's way too late. They get the ball into Hazen. Hazen with 50 seconds on the left side. Hazen tries to get around Wheeler. Now throws it to Watson. It's almost thrown away, but Watson comes up with it with 42 seconds. Gets to Shipman. Shipman misses a three. Poked away. It's poked away by Watson. And then it goes to Skyler County player. And Carol Watson comes in and fouls him. That's just the 14th foul, though. Brashear still has to commit three to be in the one-on-one situation. Third foul on Cale Watson. Buckaroo to inbound. It's poked away by Cale Watson. 37.9 seconds left in the game. Tigers down by six. They throw it all the way down the court. And Shively, he scores a layup. The Tigers completely fall apart on defense. And Shively's open at the other end for a layup. Down by eight, the Tigers are. They find Shipman for two. Missed it. Rebound by Bucklew, and Thomas was scrapping for it. And they're going to get a foul on which one of them?
Thomas.
They're going to call Thomas with the foul.
So, Tigers have completely fell apart in these last minutes.
The wheels fell off, the axle broke, and everything's just broken down.
22.8 seconds. The Tigers still have to commit two fouls before Skyler County is even shooting free throws. 22.8 seconds. Winkler set the inbound, gives it to Green. They can't even foul him. They go down to Duncan. Duncan's open. They haven't fouled him yet. And finally, they foul him, and they still not free throws. 14.7 seconds left. The Tigers are going to go home defeated this evening, Jay.
Yeah, with only 14 seconds, down by 8. And Skyler County still has the ball. The Tigers don't have much of a chance left in this ballgame.
Thomas comes in for Kylie Watson. They have everybody out there can launch threes now. Duncan set to inbound, gives it to Green. Green's not even been fouled yet. Green goes around the screen, passes off to Duncan. Duncan is finally fouled with 6 seconds left, and he'll shoot a one-and-one situation.
And Tigers wasted too much time dribbling the ball around early on, and it all comes down to this. They just fell apart at the end. Don't have enough energy left to keep up with the Skyler offense.
Down the home stretch, the Tigers couldn't hit the shots or play defense.
As Duncan hits the shot, Tigers now down by 9 with 6 seconds. The Tigers couldn't play the defense to stop Skyler County, and they didn't have the offense to come back when they needed it. Duncan's second shot is good as well. Tigers down 10 with 6 seconds. They give it to Thomas. Thomas down the court. Finds Hazen. Hazen crossover dribble. 2-1. Fires up from Watson. Shot no good. And the Tigers lose by 10 points.
Man, that's a real disappointing loss for the Tigers because they had a disappointing loss against Knox the other night. So this just crushes the Tigers' hope that they can actually pull out of this slump.
Well, a heartbreaker here this evening, and we'll join you the next home game. I'm Tyler Killen, joined here with
Jay Scudder, and
we'll see you later.